Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This is Brad Geiger and the two co-hosts in the back of the car on our way to school are Alex.
Me.
And Max.
Hey, Dad.
Yes. Well, you're a shot out of a cannon this morning, Alex. Or Max, what's going on?
You know that ghost thing we have?
The what?
The ghost thing.
The ghost thing?
Yeah. Well, I saw the same thing of that, just in a black, blanket with red inside.
Oh, really? Somebody else has a Halloween decoration that is similar to ours.
I wonder if it's a fog machine, because that will really taunt Dad.
That will make me crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
if I see a fog bubble, I will pop the fog and say, pop the fog, pop the fog.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we are not talking about Halloween, although we can if we've got some time. But right now, we are talking about...
new movies. I wouldn't say confirmed.
Oh, I'd say you could say they're confirmed. This came straight from Marvel Studios.
Confirmed? But some of them we already knew about, like, there was one movie that I thought was interesting, that Avengers 3 is going to be split in two parts. Avengers 3 is going to be split in two parts.
Yeah, Avengers.
Well, let's go down the list. What all was announced yesterday, Alex?
I can remember Black Panther.
Yeah, there was Black Panther, Captain Marvel, a personal favorite that I'm excited for, The Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
There was Captain America: Civil War,
which I talked about.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, 5.10.17, which I think was on that too. And lastly, the two-part Avengers 3: Infinity War, which will definitely involve Thanos. It's going to be a two-parter like Harry Potter.
Yeah, which is very exciting. There wasn't anybody who was not excited about this news yesterday. We're getting, the second Avengers movie is going to be Age of Ultron. They announced the final Avengers movie was going to be split into two parts.
Wait, they're not doing Avengers movies after that?
I don't know. Well... that's a good question. I don't know that they can continue to do Avengers movies in the way that we've seen them.
But they can, like, do the classic young Avengers.
Yeah, they could do new Avengers, young Avengers. They're going to have to change something up. This is what's called Marvel's Phase 3. This is the third phase of something that started, really, with the first Iron Man movie. And we're in the midst of Phase 2 right now, and Phase 3 is kind of the end of this first wave, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be no more Marvel movies after that. Go ahead, Max.
So, that puts Sharon in Avengers 2 trailer, and Tony Stark says, I think I've just stopped the path that I've been pulling us towards.
Yeah.
It's
going to be very interesting because you know that Civil War, as we've talked about, pits Cap against Iron Man, and that's going to make things very interesting for the Infinity Wars.
Because we do know Cap is pretty much, it's guaranteed that he won't make it back.
Well,
not guaranteed,
I wouldn't say guaranteed, but if they follow the storyline, yeah, Cap bites it in Civil War.
So and not by Iron Man's almost.
Let's go down the list. What are we thinking about a Black Panther movie? Are we excited? Are we worried that it
I'm actually saying that they should have done this long ago. You know why?
I agree. Go ahead.
When, like, they should have had the full... With Avengers, the Black Panther movie should. Black Panther is one of my absolute favorite characters in Avengers. Which is why I'm saying that why did you hold off on this until Avengers 3? We don't even know if he's gonna be in it. Seriously, Marvel, why?
By the way, Max, Black Panther created by? Do you know?
No.
Jack Kirby. Another Jack Kirby character. We're excited about Black Panther. That'll be significant also because it's going to have an African-American lead. It's not going to be another white guy.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. It's not going to be another white male that's the star of the whole thing. It's going to be an African-American and the whole Black Panther story, I think, has kinds of possibility.
Black Panther is one of my personal favorites. If, like I love Wakanda. I think that's the best place ever in Marvel.
It's a neat story. Neat storytelling opportunities. Here's another one that's interesting. Captain Marvel. What do you think?
I'm not as excited for Captain Marvel. He's not one of my favorites.
Okay, well.
But I'm excited because I know Captain Marvel is Kree, therefore having an impact on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, okay.
Maybe.
So you're revealing your roots as a diehard Silver Age comics fan. I know you've read the Kree Skrull War,
and like
that's
five
the Captain
times
Marvel
over.
That you're kind of familiar with.
Yeah.
Since then, the name Captain Marvel has been taken over by
the blonde female
Carol Danvers.
Carol Danvers, yes, her.
And
also
it's most likely that this Captain Marvel is going to feature a woman in the starring role. Now, this is not so long after DC Comics was trying to tell its fans that they couldn't do a Wonder Woman movie because nobody would show up for a movie about a woman superhero.
Okay, that's just offensive.
Well, you know what? A lot of people reacted that
I'm,
way.
I'm
gonna that say, was offensive.
I'm going to see this as a boy, but yes, that is offensive.
There's no other way for you to say it than as a boy, and that's perfectly good. You've got a Captain Marvel.
So mad at DC!
Well, they came around. In DC's credit, the outroar was pretty significant. And then they were like, okay, well, Wonder Woman can be part of the Superman-Batman movie. And then finally, okay, we'll do a Wonder Woman movie. So, you know what we've got to go out and support when it goes into theaters is the Wonder Woman movie. Because the last thing we want to do is see that movie fail.
Well, it's DC, and I don't think we'll be allowed to. Because, you know, Wonder Woman is, if you want to go scary, I mean, she's a freaking goddess. There's Hades and Zeus and DC meddles around and makes that scary. I don't know what else is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We just wear blindfolds, Alex. Blindfolds.
You're gonna suggest your brother goes to the movie blindfolded?
No, we go.
Yeah, I like radio.
You know what? That would have been actually the only way that I think I could have enjoyed the Green Lantern movie. But moving on. Wonder Woman, yes, coming out in theaters. Captain Marvel coming out in theaters. And also remember that the new Captain Marvel story right now is a Muslim woman. So that would take, in my opinion, a little bit of courage to put that out there, but boy, oh boy, would that be an interesting story. I'd love to see that.
I'd be excited for that. I'd definitely be excited for that.
At this point, Marvel could put anything out. They could go, you know, as they've shown with Guardians of the Galaxy, they could put anything out. And,
which is why I'm especially excited.
We're going to support it. Go ahead, Max.
Which is why I'm excited.
They could put the Northeast Avengers. They could put that mini team.
The Northeast Avengers. What about Dave Kellett this morning? I just caught his tweet, and he said, every time Marvel makes one of these announcements, he wishes for the John Byrne run on Alpha Flight, which you guys may not be familiar with.
Not
but
totally.
Those guys were set in Canada. And if, by the way, if you guys aren't familiar, maybe we need to pick up one of the essentials or something.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, number one, John Byrne is one of your dad's favorites from the 80s.
We're going to Fat Jacks, people.
We may have to make a Fat Jacks trip.
That's a comics
But
place,
yes, an Alpha Flight movie I would totally support. And as we here on the podcast have already said, we would go out and support a Defenders movie every day and twice on Sunday. Alex, you had a couple thoughts. Go ahead.
That's the exact reason I'm very excited for the Inhumans.
Go ahead.
It's the same reason, because everyone loved Guardians of the Galaxy. Inhumans has a great story.
I've never heard the Inhumans.
Well, by story, I mean characters.
Explain to your brother what the Inhumans are.
I'm sorry, I never
it's
heard
a group of, from what I read in the Kree Skrull War, I think it was their Kree.
Oh, that's right. I think they were like an offshoot of the Kree, weren't they?
Yeah, there were a group of they're kind of in midway for superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
they live where?
And there's four of them.
On some planet or like on the moon or
they live
on
the moon.
Something. Yeah.
They live on the
moon. Yeah, the characters include, the two biggest that I can remember right now.
You're familiar with the leader of the Inhumans already, Max, from playing video games.
I'm a little too...
Remember?
I know the...
Super Skrull?
No. They're Kree. They hate Skrull.
Oh.
But Black Bolt. He even whispers, he'll, like, send a meteor down, which will explode everything. Which is hilarious in a recent video game has introduced them. Well, it's not very recent at all. It's not even close to recent. Alliance, the original, when you play as Deadpool and go talk to him, he'll just say, like, come on, please say. Say frying pan, just whisper it. Say it, say it, say it, say
okay,
it.
Okay, we are coming upon our first break. I'm going to explain why in a minute, but we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. Hopefully, I skipped over the
it's
part of the road that keeps interfering with our microphones. Now, before the break, Alex, you were talking about the Inhumans and explaining them to your brother. Black Bolt, you mentioned that if he even whispers, it's a huge, huge sound.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with the Dazzler?
Wait.
The Dazzler. Absorbs light.
Absorbs what?
She absorbs, like, light and can... No, it's something... Hold on. It's either the one with...
It absorbs life for the eel.
It's either the one with the...
She absorbs life for the eel.
I'm pointing to my ear, and Max is like, she absorbs it through her ear. No, she absorbs sound and turns it into...
Light.
So, what... And maybe somebody's already thought of this, but it just occurred to me on the road. What would be the biggest, most powerful Marvel team-up ever? Black Bolt and Dazzler. Because he could speak, and before the sound waves caused any damage, she could turn it into these huge bursts of energy.
Yeah.
You guys are absolutely nonplussed by this, aren't you?
No, I'm just...
They could absolutely make that animated film.
I'm just, like, shocked. I'm having a loss of words. But here's what... Yeah, that's my excuse. I love it. So, then we have, personally, my favorite as a 9-year-old, Lockjaw.
Lockjaw.
Here's my reasoning, because it's a nightmare. It's a big doggy.
It's a huge
dog. It can teleport.
That teleports. Yes. Now, here's the deal. Going back, speaking of John Byrne, we'll just subtitle this John Byrne. During John Byrne's run of the Fantastic Four, he went into the Inhumans, because the Inhumans is kind of a Fantastic Four side story.
Yeah.
So, how did the Inhumans get their superpowers, Alex? Do you know this one?
I know. It sounds something related to cosmic rays.
Well, that was the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but, you know, they're a baseline off the Fantastic Four, so why not?
Could be. Go ahead, Max. Do you have an idea?
Well... I'm just saying, the Inhumans, Well, since Marvel doesn't really have, correct me if I'm wrong, but Marvel doesn't have the rights to the, Marvel doesn't have the rights to, what's its name?
Mutants.
No.
Yep.
The Fantastic Four, because you, Sony tried to make one of them, and yeah, no one liked it. So does Marvel like.
Well, I will tell you the answer. The Inhumans got their powers from something called the Tarragon Mists.
I thought it was the Tarrac.
Not the Tesseract. Don't get your Marvel cinematic history confused. This is the Tarragon Mists. And what happens is, almost like a religious thing, every Inhuman at a certain age has to be placed in the Tarragon Mists. And these mists... have a reaction with their bodies, and they often, turn them into the mutated superheroes that they are.
It's not mist, it's radioactive, it's radiation.
Well, it's something. It's like, I don't know, you know what, I don't know that they've ever figured, like whether it's magic or chemical or science or what.
Pretty sure it's a bit of chemical and science.
So Black Bolt and Medusa, and her power is that she can move her hair like tentacles.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a good power to me.
it turns out, actually, shockingly, still.
I was going to say, she's every bit as powerful as somebody like Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, but Dr. Octopus has a better story.
I mean, with all that hair, like, you have billions of little hairs that you can control
every
in your
follicle.
Body.
Yep.
And you can stretch it like the Mr. Fantastic.
A little bit she can, can't she? She can unfurl it, yeah.
Can she use Medusa's powers and turn people into stones?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's the hair. Think of the hair.
The hair!
So, here's the deal.
I'm melting from the hair!
You have had too much sugar this morning. Did we put extra syrup on your pancakes? Is that what happened?
Yes!
Okay, so Black Bolt and Medusa have a baby, and they're about to put the baby in the Tarragon Mists, and some of them are like, oh, maybe we shouldn't do that. And some of them are like, oh, we have to, it's tradition, and there's a big, as with anything that has tradition behind it, there's a lot of people that have very strong feelings, and they're like, oh, no, we've always done it this way, and why would we not do it this way? And Medusa's kind of like, well, I don't know, why do we do it
this way?
Why
are you calling it Medusa?
That's her superhero name.
Superhero code name. So... there's one and they're like, well, what's the worst that can happen? And one of the Inhumans steps up and says, well, it could turn out pretty bad. And you know who that is?
Lockjaw?
Lockjaw. He was originally a humanoid, like walking, talking like Black Bolt or you and me. He went in the Tarragon Mists, and he came out a dog. Now, he came out a dog that could teleport, but still, even if you were a superpowered dog, you're still a dog. You still got to walk around on all fours. Somebody's got to walk you a few times a day.
And your brain shrinks. That's...
Depending on the
person.
We
all know Lockjaw's brain has shrunken.
I've seen a few dog owners that the smart one was on the other side of the leash, but... And that was a great John Byrne story, where it was revealed that Lockjaw was actually a person. So I think they decide, they're going to take one look at Lockjaw, and they're like, you know what, I think we're just going to keep this baby. We're not going to do anything with him. So, great storytelling potential in the Inhumans. What else does this mean? Something that we talked about a while ago on this podcast about a fourth Iron Man movie. Do you remember that whole thing? He said there was a fourth movie, and then he went on another talk show later that same day and said, well, no, that might be a bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, his fourth movie might be intertwined with Captain America: Civil War if he's going to be in it.
I think that's probably what he was talking about. I think they were probably negotiating him to show up in Captain America. So now Robert Downey Jr. is making bank with these Marvel movies, because as we've talked about it, past three movies, it's a rule that past three movies playing the same character, now you've got to really start paying this actor a lot of money because otherwise, you know, he gets typecast and nobody can believe him as anything else. I haven't read any reviews of the Judge. I don't know whether people bought him as anybody other than Tony Stark.
Nope, I don't.
But it sounds like he'll be back in. So he's done three Iron Mans. He's done one Avengers.
And he's going to do another Avengers. And he's going to show up in Captain America. That's like five.
He's going to do three more Avengers plus another Captain America. So that's another four appearances as Tony Stark. You got to figure Robert Downey Jr. is making huge amounts of money for this.
That guy's what you didn't tell yourself.
Just like, he's ending up just like Harry Potter. No one's going to believe him as...
Yeah, he'll... Well, and
plus, Harry Potter had that scar. I don't know if that was just...
I think the scar was probably me.
I thought it was... It was real.
No, it's probably makeup.
No, it's makeup.
So... Well, at case in point, what's the actor's name who plays Harry Potter?
John
Exactly.
Wasky.
Exactly. Is the right answer. Exactly. It's exciting. It's good news that he's staying on to play all these roles because really he's an integral part of that Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I don't think no one else...
And you kind of need him to tell these stories.
No one could... have portrayed Tony Stark better.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's... And truthfully, I'm saying this truthfully not to be a joke, that guy probably has more money than Tony Stark.
If he does get typecasted and decides to leave, I will be so excited for a War Machine movie.
Yes. It was nice to see...
It will not be funny how much I will be excited. War Machine, like, forget Iron Man. I love War Machine. That's like... That needs to be a comic of its own, and it still isn't.
Well, what did we watch just this morning?
We watched, a clip from the Ultron movie.
We watched a trailer. It was actually the trailer that ran on S.H.I.E.L.D. last night, since we switched to Hulu, which we can talk about cutting cable and switching to Hulu and Netflix at some point, too. That might be interesting.
I'm still trying to get used to it.
But we will watch S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight instead of last night. But during S.H.I.E.L.D., they played an extended trailer. And in this extended trailer... Hold on, the subway's going overhead. In this extended trailer... What did we see, Alex?
Well, we saw they were like joking around, probably drunk or
Who's
something.
They?
Everyone, well, the Avengers, including like Black Widow. I'm pretty sure that was her.
That was.
And so excited, Rhodey.
Rhodey was there, and also did you catch just a glimpse of a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who was there? Long flowing dark hair. She was on. They just flickered her across.
Fly.
The screen. Huh?
Fly.
Fly.
Fly?
Sky.
Sky. No. I'm going to fail just as bad because in this case, I know the actress or the actor's name and not the character she plays.
But, it's Sky.
Holy Smulders, who played the S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you remember the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who was driving the Jeep in Captain America 2?
Yeah.
Remember that? She's got a name, but but the actress's name is Colby Smulders.
Let's just call her Miss S.H.I.E.L.D. for now.
We'll call her Miss S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, for now.
Oh, my. So we'll see what that brings. But she was in the up in Stark Tower. They were all sitting back having a beer, kind of joking about who could lift Thor's hammer.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you hear us like...
Hey, I just realized something.
What'd you realize?
Did everyone forget about that Iron Man lost his reactor and he suddenly had an Iron Man glove trying to pull up the hammer?
Well,
since
no,
Iron
think...
Man 3, everything got blew up. All of his armors got blew up.
Well, I'm sure he built some new armor.
What happened now? I'm going to be done with the Iron Man forever. I'm going to be lost in the wind or something.
Well, I bet you... I'm sure that he comes back. Because, he is Iron Man. But yes, a very interesting trailer.
It's a tragic storyline. Who can get a... Marvel cannot stop a tragic storyline.
No, they love a good tragic storyline, don't they?
Yes.
Ever since Uncle Ben, they've been... They've been torturing
That's
us.
That's Sony!
Yes, I know. But I was talking Marvel proper. So, boys, out of let's bring this podcast to a close. Out of all of the Phase 3 Marvel products that were announced yesterday, the new movies, which one are you most looking forward
to? Black Panther.
Oh, there's one more.
Really? Black Panther? Even more than, like, a two-part Avengers finale?
We probably shouldn't have talked
about
this. Black
Panther is a two-part Avengers finale.
I forgot to tell you, Doctor Strange was part of the trailer.
Yes, he was part. We talked about him an awful lot already. But, yes, you're right to point out that he is part of that Phase 3
rollout. He's confirmed, viewers.
So, Max, most looking forward to Black Panther?
And, Avengers 3 two-part finale, it's really cool. I think it's a good idea, but unless in between those movies in 2017 and 2016, unless in that they may, a little bit in 2015, and that big leap, unless they make some good movies with I'm really thinking like we've all seen the Avengers. We've all seen them fight Thanos. What they're doing is something that. I had a two-part finale for at one time was good, was like nothing could beat it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's like two-part finales go on all the time.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I'm in Black Panther and it's good to introduce someone that isn't
the same old white guy. Yep. Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Alex, out of all the Phase 3 movies, which one are you most excited for?
Simply and easily, Captain America Civil War. It's my favorite Marvel storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wait for it. It's really jiggling me up. And if they introduce a War Machine movie after Infinity War, if they take out Iron Man, I will be... also extremely excited for that.
The first butt in the seat will be yours. For me, it's going to be Doctor Strange, without a doubt. I'm excited for that.
I expected that. I mean, that's what you're dressing up as for Halloween.
That's right. I'm getting that one out of mothballs.
Either that or Space Ghost.
I remember that Space Ghost costume.
It's kind of sad.
Well, white always makes everybody look a little heavy. So, this is Brad Geiger speaking for me and my son, Max.
It's the flying squirrels. It's like in a tree.
Max, would you like to focus on the podcast for just a second? I mean, we're still bringing this one in for a landing here, buddy. Speaking for Max.
Goodbye, people.
And Alex.
Make sure to rate us on iTunes. Your channel, maybe?
What's the other one you always forget? Reminds you of sewing.
Stitcher.
And we'll be back.
And on the Blueberry Network.
Please leave us a friendly comment.
Friendly comment, rate us on iTunes, subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
That's it for tonight, folks. See you all next week.
What if we record tomorrow?
We already went through this.
But seriously, guys, there was a school like in that tree, and I saw the If you want to talk loud.
Me, my, mo, my, mo. Me, my, mo, my, mo.
What is that from?
Well, you know. Mel Brooks, the Nazi.
To be or not to be.
Yeah.
A little pussy, my mo, my mo.
They'll never know we're actors.
Me, my mo, my mo. Me, my mo, my mo.
All I want is a little piece in England. A little piece in France.
That's not even related to what we're talking about. Well, it's like a...
But that's from To Be or Not to Be.
That's not.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. Well, you know what he's thinking? A little piece of Poland, a little piece of France. He just wants a little piece.
Oh, I said, like, a little piece.
And yeah, he did. Well, it's a homophone. A little piece, like peace and forgiveness, or a little piece, like a piece of a country. And at the time, Hitler was...
doing anything but peace.
Well, he was taking over other countries, so they made a joke. All I'm asking for is a little piece. A little piece of Poland, a little piece of France, a little piece of Hungary, a little piece of Czechoslovakia. A pretty good joke.
Yeah, but it's kind of sad in reality.
That's true of all jokes. If you put them into reality, they become very sad stories. Hey, this is Brad Geiger, and I wanted to tell you about our Patreon page. Yeah, that's right. We started a Patreon. It's patreon.com/heycomicskids, and here's the thing. I've been doing this internet thing for long enough to know something good when I see it, and the number of downloads that this show has gotten has made my eyes spin around in my head. I'm not thinking about this as a career for me or for the boys, but the numbers on this show is big enough that I can tell a lot of people are enjoying it. That's cool. If you'd like to support the show with a micropayment, which means just you become a backer for as little as a dollar per podcast, then you can do that. And if you're a Patreon backer, it's very secure. You put your credit card or your debit card number into your Patreon account, and for every podcast we upload, you get pinged for that dollar amount per podcast. Don't worry, you can set a cap. So if you're not comfortable with more than $5 coming out of your account per month, then if we upload 20 podcasts in a month, by the end of the month, you're still only charged $5. Now, why am I doing this? I'll be honest, if you talk to me or any other parent, the biggest thing on our minds is education for our kids. And so we are going to funnel the money that we do make from this Patreon into an education account for the kids. That's what it's going to be used for. I'm not even going to tell them that I'm doing this. I'm going to record a little bumper and tag it on to the beginning or maybe the end of shows. But I'm not going to let this ruin their enjoyment, because I also know from doing internet for an awful long time that you can your joy of doing this creative thing can sometimes get sapped away by the numbers. Numbers are funny. No matter how big they are, there's always a bigger number that you think you should be getting. And they've got enough time in their lives to deal with that kind of stuff. So for all intents and purposes, we're going to keep doing this show because we enjoy doing it so much. They're not even going to know about this Patreon unless much, much later we decide to let them know what's going on. But the way I have it in my mind is, if this is something you guys want to support with Patreon, we'll turn it into an education fund and give them a nice little surprise a little bit later. So that's what's going on. It's at patreon.com/heycomicskids. If you want to support the show, that's great. We'll probably make it so that supporters get an advanced copy of the show at least 24 hours before it goes live on iTunes. I think that's only fair. And other than that, if you want to support it, that's great. And if you want to just keep listening, and if the most you want to do is go to iTunes and give us a little rating and a friendly comment, then the boys are just as thrilled, trust me. As for me, this has been so cool to be able to do this with my kids, and I'm going to do it one way or the other. So without boring you any further, I'll let you get back to the stars of the show, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.